What they did yesterday is offensive. It should offend everyone's mind. If you're a citizen, or, okay, we're a former citizen, we're citizens of the former United States. I think that's how you would say that. Are you an expat? No. I'm a citizen of the former United States under the Constitution. Okay, well, what is that government in Washington, D.C.? Well, first of all, it's not the seat of government any longer. Second of all, it's Mordor on the Potomac River. And third of all, it is the national government under the Biden regime. That's what it is. Yeah, but they have power. They cut a pipeline off. They have power. They undid Trump's this. 17 executive orders yesterday. All 17 undid something that Don John of Mar-a-Lago had done. Do you now understand why he had to be gotten rid of? In any event, this was a let them eat, supposedly this was supposedly said, let them eat cake moment. Supposedly, when Marie Antoinette was informed that the French revolutionistas were getting ready to storm the Versailles and capture her and King Louis, or maybe even they weren't going to storm Versailles, but they were revolting in the streets and they were demanding this and demanding that, and somebody came in, these are reasonable demands from these people. And supposedly Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. I think it was Marie Antoinette that said, let them eat cake. And of course, Louis and Marie and the royal family were ultimately captured. You know how the story ends. They get beheaded by the guillotine. That's pretty much what happened yesterday. The ruling elite said, someone might have said, there's still like 65 million Trump voting MAGA people out there that don't think that there's a legitimate government anymore, aren't going to vote in our elections, and are right now working to separate from us. So regime leader Biden and the feckless, personalityless, soulless LaDasha Harris, in unison with the Bush and the Clintons and all the rest of the ruling elites, including McConnell and McCarthy and all of them, went, let them eat cake.
Why didn't the mainstream media bash Biden yesterday by spending all that money while there's so many thousands of Americans still unemployed?
It was only 600,000 flags.
Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, there was probably about a million
Garth Brooks went and played. By the by, is there going
to
be a Garth Brooks record-burning party now? did you know that if there was a campaign, the Biden regime had an email campaign out that if you were to make a donation for the purchase of a flag to be plucked down on the National Mall instead of people, actual people, right? Because no one can go out in public still because the corona hoax might kill you. The donations for the flags, guess where a portion of the proceeds from the purchase of the regime installation went? I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. Where did the proceeds from the purchase of the inaugural flags, or the, I said inaugural, for the regime installation ceremony flag that were planted in the National Mall, where did the proceeds go? Your time starts now, Roger. Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. This one is so easy. It's not even a fair question, really. Maggie, when I ask a trivia question, you can't be the one that answers it. They went to Planned Parenthood. So, the baby killing commenced immediately. And the public funding, the raising funds to murder the soon-to-be-born was part of the demonic ritual of the installation of Biden. Now, I just want you to think about that for just a moment. You're not going to hear this anywhere else on any other radio or television show. They actually sold sponsorships for those little flags. Who did that story? Somebody at National Review. Sold sponsorships for those little flags. Here it is. Alexandria DeSantis, sponsoring a flag at today's inauguration, sends a donation to Planned Parenthood. They actually sold flags, 200,000 of them, with the foresight. In other words, they planned. This was intentional to ring in or to coronate or to install the new Biden regime. So if you purchased one of the flags, a donation was sent to Planned Parenthood. Now, there was a box that you could check at checkout where I don't want my flag donation going to Planned Parenthood or whatever. The default was it went to PP. So the adrenochrome guzzling, demonically inspired, diabolical Biden regime, if you had any doubts, began its wretched installation ceremony, or at least helped to finance part of its wretched installation ceremony, and will use the proceeds to murder the soon-to-be-born. Don't know if they're going to have an adrenochrome guzzling party for VIP members who bought more than 1,000 flags. Maybe it's a big bonus. Who knows? I don't know. Well, I wouldn't put it past them. But if you have any doubts as to the diabolical origin, diabolical population, and diabolical intents of the newly installed Biden regime, why you have to completely divorce and separate from it, as we have been counseling, I don't call these, not president. That is a completely separate and apart regime. Well, just look at what the at how they coronated themselves and what they did with the proceeds from that coronation. Funding the killing of the soon-to-be-born. Some may say, miniature play, par for the course. Trump wouldn't have done that. When you say par for the course, I don't want to play that golf course. Yeah, I bought this course here. I think I'm supposed to be on the Heavenly Link course. Yeah, somehow I got on the Road to Perdition course. I don't really want to be on that one. Can I just drive my cart over there? Citizen, you will play the Road to Perdition course, citizen! And so it begins with diabolical force. Is there any doubt where this is headed? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. So this essay that I'm going to read significant parts of, this is written by the editor of a magazine called Table Mag, and her name is Alana Newhouse. And the title of the essay, I'm not going to do it now. I'll probably start at the end of this segment and then tease you with it. That's what we do in the biz. And then we'll go to, and we'll do it, some of it in the second segment, because on the second segment, I'm going to talk about the ruling elite, and we'll take it back to 2010 and Angelo M. Codevilla. Then I have a great new piece that's out at the St. Austin Review, Joseph Pierce's magazine, by Rob Filaramo. G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, and The Coming Peril. So there are lots of people, past and present, that are writing about, and now we hope to be able to speak and televise about, what is happening, and some guidance, and maybe some hope. See baby Lily pictures. On how to make it through this. You make it through this as a family. So we're a bigger example of a family with our Crusader Stadium chat room. And maybe even later this spring, a little Crusade Channel conference down here in New Orleans, Louisiana. A couple of more observations on the installation of the Biden regime yesterday. So the public was not invited, yet 30,000 to 60,000, no one knows the actual number. National Guard troops were called up, and they were invited instead. And what were they invited to do? Stand guard and make sure no actual peasant got into the ruling elite class's demonic coronation ceremony. You know, the only thing that didn't happen yesterday, maybe it happened in the bowels of the Capitol. Maybe there was an actual human sacrifice somewhere, because you had the Clinton family there. Hillary was there. You had the Bush family there. You had the Obama family there. And then you had the wretched traitor apostate, the Pence family, was there. And then all of the usual suspects. And they were all clad in the sign of the Build Back Better, the face diaper. There was not one member of the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, or anyone else in that demonic and wretched cabal that attended the installation event that did not doff the face diaper. Still think that it's about health, or is it about cult? Babadook Pete Buttigieg showed up with a double face diaper and wanted everyone to know that he had a double face diaper, because he wore the white one underneath, which was bigger, and then the little blue one, the cute little blue one with the sequins on it, over top of the white ones. Double face diaper protection. This, as we learn that the COVID-19, if there is something that's isolated ultimately and identified as this virus, COVID-19, this, as we learn, that it cannot be transmitted by asymptomatic people, and it's almost impossible to transmit it in public. You would have to physically try to get it from someone, and they'd have to be symptomatic. In other words, they'd have to be coughing, hacking, wheezing, sneezing, nose running, fever, etc. They'd have to be symptomatic. You'd have to spend significant time with them, touching them in a near environment, touching things that they had touched or snotted or sneezed on. This is primarily spread then through close contact in homes. That's what the science says. Not spread casually in the public. Wearing a face diaper is not going to do anything. Even if it could, it's not out there for it to stop. So it's a cult thing now. An executive order was issued yesterday that I issue a 100-day challenge for everyone in the United States, all 330 million of you, to mask up, not just out of doors, not just when you're out in the public, all the time.